Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit, Text 29. Iti Pragya Upadisha Vipra Jataka Kovidaha Labdha pachitaya sarve pratijagmu swaka griha iti ragya upadisha viprajataka kovidaha labdha pachitaya sarve Pratijagmu swakan grihan Iti ragya upadisha Viprajataka kovidaha Labdha pachitaya sarve Pratijagmu swakan grihan Iti ragya upadishya Viprajataka kovidaha Labdha pachitaya sarve Pratijagmu svakan grihan Iti ragya upadishya Viprajataka kovidha Raya sarve Pratijagmu svakangriham Iti ragya upadishya Viprajataka kovidha Labdha pachitaya sarve Pratijagmu svakan griham Iti ragya upadisya Labdha pachitaya sarve Pratijagmu svakan griham Tiragya Pradisha Pradhataka Kavida Napachitaya Sarve Pratijagmu Sukanga Vaishnavis Tiragya Padisha Viprajataka Kovida Labdha Pachitaya Sarve Pratijagmu Sarangam Tiragya Padisha Viprajataka Kovida Vahasitya Sarve Iti Thus Rage unto the king. Upadisha, having advised. Vipraha, persons well versed in the Vedas. Jataka Kovidaha, persons expert in astrology and in the performance of birth ceremonies. Labda Apachitaya, those who had received sumptuously as remuneration. Sarve, all of them. Pratijagmahu, went back. Swakan, their own. Grihan, houses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, those who were expert in astrological knowledge and in the performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhisthira about the future history of his child. Then, being sumptuously remunerated, they all return to their respective houses. Purport. The Vedas are the storehouse of knowledge, both material and spiritual. But such knowledge aims at perfection of self-realization. In other words, the Vedas are the guides for the civilized man in every respect. Since human life is the opportunity to get free from all material miseries, it is properly guided by the knowledge of the Vedas in the matters of both material needs and spiritual salvation. The specific intelligent class of men who were devoted particularly to the knowledge of the Vedas were called the Vipras, or the graduates of the Vedic knowledge. There are different branches of knowledge in the Vedas, of which astrology and pathology are two important branches necessary for the common man. So the intelligent men, generally known as the Brahmanas, took up all the different branches of Vedic knowledge to guide society. Even the Department of Military Education, Donner Veda, was taken up by such intelligent men. And the Vipras were also teachers of this section of knowledge, as were Dronacharya, Kripacharya, etc. The word Vipra mentioned herein is significant. There is a little difference between the Vipras and the Brahmanas. The Vipras are those who are expert in karma kanda, or fruit of activities, guiding the society towards fulfilling the material necessities of life, whereas the Brahmanas are expert in spiritual knowledge of transcendence. This department of knowledge is called Jnana Kanda, and above this there is the Upasana Kanda. The culmination of Upasana Kanda is the devotional service of the Lord Vishnu. And when the Brahmanas achieve perfection, they are called Vaishnavas. Vishnu worship is the highest of the modes of worship. Elevated Brahmanas are Vaishnavas, engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the science of devotional service, is very dear to the Vaishnavas. As explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the mature fruit of Vedic knowledge and is superior subject matter above the three khandhas, namely karma, jnana, and upasana. Amongst the karma khanda experts, the jataka expert vipras were good astrologers who could tell all the future history of a born child simply by the astral calculations of the time, lagna. Such expert jataka vipras were present during the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, and his grandfather, Maharaj Yudhisthira, awarded the vipras sufficiently with gold, land, villages, grains, and other valuable necessities of life, which also include cows. There is a need of such vipras in the social structure, and it is the duty of the state to maintain them comfortably as designed in the Vedic procedure. Such expert vipras, being sufficiently paid by the state, could give free service to the public in general. And thus, this department of Vedic knowledge could be available for all. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So does everybody like the weather? Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanyo Anasambhava Jagya Bhavati Parjanyo Jagya Karma Samud Bhavaha. So Anad Bhavanti Bhutani, all living beings subsist ultimately on grains. Even the meat eaters who are consuming the flesh of different kinds of animals, they ultimately depend upon the food grains because that's what the animals eat. So ultimately the basic source of food in this world is grains. And where do they come from? According to the Bhagavad Gita, they come from the rains, Parjanyo Anasambhava. So the rain is very important for sustaining life on this planet because it allows the fruits and the vegetables and the grains upon which we all depend to grow. And then where does that rain come from? Jagyad Bhavati Parjanyo. It comes from yagya. Yagya means sacrifice. Jagya karma samubhava. And yagya is born out of the tendency of people to work. People are accustomed to work in order to accumulate what they need or what they want in order to live. So in the Vedic system, that tendency to work is employed in giving the results of work through sacrifice to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this rain that we're experiencing is part of the whole system that Krishna has made for maintaining life on this planet. And this knowledge is given, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, in the Vedas. The Vedas contain both knowledge for the material and spiritual aspects of life. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning several times in this purport that the class of people in society who are expert in knowledge of the Vedas are called Vipras. And in his teachings, Srila Prabhupada often quotes a verse from a work called the Prema Vivarta, Janmana Jayate Sudra. By birth, especially in this Kali Yuga, everyone is Sudra by qualification. That means not really qualified, but samskarat bhavati vipra. By samskara, by the process of initiation, one becomes a dvija. Dvija means twice born. So we're taking our first birth from our biological mother and father. But the second birth comes from the spiritual master and the Vedas. So that is not the end of the whole process. Initiation means the beginning of the process. So Veda Patat Bhavet Vipro, by studying and practicing the Vedic knowledge under the guidance of the spiritual master and the saintly persons, one can become a Vipra, someone expert in the Vedic knowledge. But according to this verse from the Prema Vivarta, that's not the end of the process. Brahma Janiti Brahmana. And the Vipra will ultimately come to realize Brahma. And in the Vedic literature, it said that the absolute truth is known in three features: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The wise people understand that. So a true Brahman is one who understands the true feature of Brahman, and the true ultimate feature of Brahman is Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna, Vishnu, and so many other names. So this has to be understood by the process of devotional service. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti soarjana. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, if one understands the personality of Godhead, his birth, his activities, how to serve him, that is real knowledge, and it frees one from the cycle of birth and death. One can understand Krishna factually in that way. And if one does that, then one becomes qualified to enter into the transcendental level of existence as Krishna's eternal servant. So that is one verse that explains the meaning of vipra. There are other verses that mention this word vipra. Kibanya, Kiba Vipra Kiba Nyasi Sudra Kenanai Ye Krishna Tattva Hoy Se Guru Hoy. It's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It explains that one may be a Vipra, one may be a sannyasi, one may be a sudra. But whoever knows Krishna, ye Krishna tattva veta, se guru hoya, whoever knows Krishna factually is actually qualified to be guru or spiritual master. You know, it's a kind of an interesting verse because it says, even if you're a vipra, if you don't know Krishna, then you're not qualified to be a spiritual master. Sat karma nipano vipra mantra tantra visharita avaishnava guru nasyat vaishnava swapacho guru. This means one may be a vipra, expert in all the activities of a brahmana. And what are those activities, the six activities? Patana, patana, yajana, yajana, dana, pratigraha. So patana means expert in the study of the Vedas. But not only that, expert in teaching that subject matter of the Vedas to others. So patana means study, patana means teaching. And then yajana, becoming expert in worshiping the deity and performing sacrifice. And then yajana, performing sacrifice for the sake of others, engaging others in the process of sacrifice. So in this current age, the process of sacrifice is the Sankirtan Yajna. So devotees, they perform the Sankirtan Yajna, and they also engage others in the performance of the Sankirtan Yajna. Dana. One should give charity, pratigraha. If one's qualified as a vipra, one is qualified to accept charity. But the qualified brahmanas, everything they receive in charity, they use in Krishna's service. They may be given so much, but they give it all out. So, but this verse is saying, even if one is a very expert brahmana, still, if one doesn't know the science of Krishna, one is not qualified to become a guru. And then it says, nyasi. Even if you're a sannyasi, if you don't know Krishna, then you're not qualified to be guru. In the ancient Vedic society, most of the gurus were actually householders. So it's interesting, this verse says, even if you're a sannyasi, you can become a guru if you know Krishna. Or even someone born as a sudra that undergoes this process of purification, janmana jayate sudra, samskarad bhaved vija, veda patat bhaved vipro, Brahma Janiti Brahmanaha. If you go through this process of becoming a dvija by initiation and then practicing the Vedic teachings, because Srila Prabhupada said in this connection, we're not simply meant to become bookworms acquiring theoretical knowledge. We're actually meant to display the Vedic knowledge in terms of practical activities and transforming our consciousness and that of others. So if one goes through that whole process, one's qualified to become a brahmana. And then Srila Prabhupada would sometimes mention a verse from the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the symptoms of the Kali Yuga. He would say, Vipradve Sutradharanam. In the age of Kali, people will become Brahman by just putting on the thread. And Srila Prabhupada said, anybody can go, and for a few cents, you can buy the thread and put it on. And in Kali Yuga, that is done. People who are not qualified put on that thread and say they are brahmanas. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that one understands the varna of a person, the position of a person, not by birth, but by their quality and their work. And in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a basic description of the qualities of the people in the different varnas by which they can actually be recognized. And Lord Krishna says, Shamo Damo Tapasau Cham, Chantar Arjavam Evacha, Gyanam Vigyanam Ashtikyam, Brahma Karma Swabhava Jam. That the qualities of a Brahman are that the Brahmana is peaceful, sense controlled, engaged in performing austerities, is clean, is simple, is a master of Vedic knowledge, not just theoretically, but practically in terms of realized knowledge or vijnanam, and is dedicated to religious principles. You know, by these characteristics, an actual brahmana can be recognized. So these different symptoms are mentioned. And in this verse, it's being described how at the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, you know, these expert brahmanas, these vipras, were there, and they predicted the birth of the child. And actually, from Srila Prabhupada's biography, we learn that at the time of his birth, an expert astrologer was present and predicted that this child, Srila Prabhupada, would build a house in which everyone could live, and he would travel all over the world when he was older and spread Krishna consciousness. So even up to the modern day, there are such expert astrologers who can predict things like that. Of course, for the devotees of the Lord, their lives will unfold under Krishna's direction without knowing, you know, these things. But, you know, these things are mentioned here. And it's also mentioned that the government, the state, in the Vedic times would support these vipras or brahmanas. Actually, each varna maintains itself in a certain way. The brahmanas are allowed to accept charity. Actually, only the brahmins are allowed to accept charity. And the kshatriyas, they are allowed to collect taxes and fees from the people in order to maintain themselves and to conduct the activities of the state. And one of the activities of the state was to support the brahmanas, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, so they could provide their knowledge to society. Three things are mentioned in this purport. You know, military science, medical science, and astrology. So, Brahmins expert in those things were meant to provide those services free to the other members of the society, but for this service they were rewarded by the kshatriyas with charity sufficient to maintain them. And the vaishyas, they are allowed to make some profit on their business activities, whether it's agriculture or cow protection or finance or trade. They are allowed to make some profit. And the sudras are provided with the necessities of life, you know, the working classes. So everyone was provided for in a certain way. And the brahmanas specifically were meant to be maintained by the charity of the government, and they were also meant to provide their services to society as a whole. But the main service is to give people the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. It's not meant to allow people to just live comfortably in this material world, because ultimately everyone is subject to the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. And the actual mark of success of a society is how many of the members of that society get out of the cycle of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. You know, the true measure of society is not how much money people are making, how big the buildings are, how many highways there are, how strong is the military. The actual measure of society is how many souls go back home, back to Godhead. So by that measure, our modern human civilization is not very successful, although it appears to be, you know, according to the actual standard, it isn't. So the vipras, the learned brahmanas, expert in Vedic knowledge, are meant for this service, to educate people how to go back home, back to Godhead. So I'll stop there. Any questions, comments? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.